Now to another slightly less controversial way parents and even teachers are trying to tackle the challenges of budget cuts. The era of the humble bake sale is effectively over. Today, many schools are raising funds by mounting big money auctions, black tie events that in some districts can raise thousands, even hundreds of thousands of extra dollars. Our producer, Lauren Silverman, went to one of those auctions here in Washington, D.C.
Let's everybody raise your bidder number so we can see them. You have a bidder number when you register.
At John Eaton Elementary, the school fundraiser has gotten a facelift. John Eaton principal Jacqueline Gartrell describes the scene.
Lots and lots of very organized, beautiful tables where people can bid on items from a limo ride with the principal to pearl jewelry, trips to Mexico, all kinds of wonderful things. Something for everybody.
There's even a dental exam, Brazilian-style soccer lessons, and wine tasting in Virginia.
This is not your grandmother's bake sale anymore.
That's Daniel Dominich. He's the executive director of the American Association of School Administrators.
It's really reached a level of sophistication that was unprecedented in terms of fundraising. We now have many school systems around the country that have developed foundations. There is a national association for school foundations. And these foundations raise, in some cases, millions of dollars.
Between bites of bruschetta and chocolate-dipped strawberries, two moms at the auction stopped to chat with me.
How much planning did it require?
Hey! It's more no than joke. A big wedding. It's something I would never sign up for again. No.
But Karen Robinson-Obebo and Jackie Jones are willing to stay up late making catalogs and finding a jazz band because the extra money means their kids get a music teacher, an art teacher, and supplies.
Things for the bulletin boards or cotton balls and paper bags, and you know, they're always needing stuff like that. And we recently got a new playground, so there were a lot of little things that need to be added to the playground. So
across the country, in San Ramon, California, elementary school principal Sharon Keaton is wrapping up her third auction of the year, and the stakes are high.
It's the librarian, all the art programs, all of the computer instruction and reading intervention, math intervention, additional help in the classroom from classroom aides. Those are all paid for by this fundraising.
These are professional operations. Auctioneer Lynn Zink has held almost a dozen school auctions in the Mid-Atlantic area this season alone. She's sold parking spots for $9,000 apiece, a South African photo safari for $3,500, and tickets to the BET Awards with a walk on the red carpet for more than $3,000. And Zink says for an auctioneer, school benefits require a different approach than gallery auctions.
When I'm in the auction galleries, I'll be like, 20's bid, now 25, 25, now 30, 30, we get 30, now 35, 35, now 40, 40, we get 40, 40, now 45, 45, we get 45. We're moving along really quickly as we're selling items. But in a benefit auction, we're there to raise money. We want to be sure they understand what they're buying. We could be like, how about a $500 bid? What do you get? 500, now 600, 600 here, now 700. 600's a bid, asking 700.
But even hiring an auctioneer doesn't guarantee you'll rake in the big bucks. There's always the possibility that mom or dad's planned a play date or is just too exhausted to show up. That's where a website called Bidding for Good comes in. The site's kind of like an eBay for charities. It's run 3,800 auctions that have raised $45 million. Sharon Keaton, the principal back in California, has used the site for 3 years.
It's been very successful. The advantages to doing it online are that we actually extend our fundraising capabilities to a larger audience. People can send the link, for instance, to grandparents across the country.
And let hundreds of thousands of strangers get in on the bids. Plus, says Bidding for Good CEO John Carson, the money comes in big chunks when you're selling expensive wine tours and vacation stays in Hawaii.
Probably the strangest thing was the vasectomy for you and your cat. An unwashed Lance Armstrong jersey that went for $110,000. We just auctioned off a flight in Harrison Ford's biplane. It went for something like $55,000.
Online auctions are just one part of this new business of school fundraising. But like some of the other creative ways schools have found to raise money, think pizza ads on school buses or fast food sponsorships, these revamped auctions have their downsides. Here's Dan Dominich of the American Association of School Administrators.
Clearly what this does and will do is widen the gap between the haves and the have-nots. The schools that have the greatest needs today are your inner city schools, where the parents obviously don't have the means to fork over the dollars that they would wish they had in order to maintain a program.
School auctions raise another question.
Whose obligation is this? doesn't the government have the responsibility, which they actually do, to provide the quality education that the community wants? Yet it's not happening.
So schools around the country are going to have to keep filling budget gaps by auctioning hot air balloon rides, puppies, and the occasional bike tour of France.
I'm sold for $50. Buyer number 142.
Lauren Silverman, NPR News. 142.